Contentment. Contentment is a global sense of well-being combined with no wish whatsoever for this moment to be anything other than what it is. Pleasant experiences pass through awareness with no need to hold on to them. You feel fulfilled in your core, with no drivenness, greed, or possessiveness. Feeling full inside, you are generous with others. Here is the heal practice for the experience of contentment. Have. Notice any sense of contentment already present in the foreground or background of your awareness. In many ordinary moments, brushing teeth, stepping onto a bus, holding a child, reading a book, looking out a window, there's already a sense of well-being, with no desire for anything else. Create contentment by thinking of things in the past or present that made you feel happy or fulfilled. Or directly call up the sense that your body has plenty of air and food, and your mind plenty of enjoyments. There's no need for anything more. You could also create a sense of contentment by drawing on one or more of the key experiences that I've talked about in this section on satisfaction, such as gladness and gratitude, or the fullness of this moment. Enrich. Once you find contentment, open to it, giving over to it, and letting it fill you. Help the feeling of contentment to be as strong and lasting as possible. Be wholly contented. If you like, meditate on contentment. Let it be your object of attention and absorption. See what it's like to breathe, sit, walk, look, reach, speak, or act with contentment. Absorb. Intend and sense that contentment is becoming a part of you. Imagine living in contentment, and let the sense of this sink into you. As you become contentment, contentment is becoming you. There's no basis for any kind of drivenness toward anything inside you or out in the world. Link. Be mindful of contentment in the foreground of awareness as well as discontent or related feelings such as disappointment, frustration, or loss in the background. Let contentment connect with and nourish any parts inside you, including young ones, that are hungry or rattled. Then when you want, let go of any negative material and just stay with contentment. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a sense of contentment, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of feeling discontented. Connection. When you experience connection, your attaching to others system goes green, into its responsive mode. You can build up both your capacity to be connected and your sense of feeling connected by regularly taking in a sense of feeling cared about, feeling valued, compassion and kindness, self-compassion, compassionate assertiveness, feeling like a good person, and love. These attaching type experiences will have bonus benefits for your avoiding and approaching systems. First, they will help you feel safe. As our ancestors evolved in dangerous conditions, being physically and emotionally close to others in their group kept them alive. On the Serengeti Plains, exile was a death sentence. Today, Feeling cared about sends soothing, calming oxytocin into your brain's alarm bell, the amygdala. It also increases cortisol receptors in your hippocampus, so this part of your brain now more quickly recognizes that there is plenty of cortisol, and it signals your hypothalamus more rapidly to quit calling for stress hormones. Second, feeling connected is satisfying. For example, social contact, play, and loving touch all release rewarding opioids in your brain. Love is a universal medicine. In some senses, the psyche can be divided into three parts: a core self, an inner nurturer, and an inner critic. This idea is adapted from transactional analysis and more recent work on trauma. The inner nurturer is caring, protective, guiding, and encouraging, while the inner critic is judging, belittling, doubting, fault-finding, and shaming. A little bit of the inner critic is helpful, but during both childhood and adulthood, many of us acquire a loud and scathing inner critic and a relatively quiet and feeble inner nurturer. The core self can feel beleaguered, getting yelled at by a big inner critic, while the inner nurturer murmurs kindly but helplessly in the corner. We all need a strong inner nurturer, both to keep the inner critic in check and to give us the support life demands. You can grow this inner nurturer each time you take in the key experiences that follow.